think it's time for a bit of a confession session this morning. So this friend of mine, she caught her boyfriend flirting in the most awkward way ever.
Flirting.
He flirting / cheating. You make up your mind. So she was on the phone with him. And he said, no, he's got to go now because another phone call's coming in, something about his daughter or something. He didn't put the phone down. He didn't put the phone down, and she listened in on how he went for drinks with another woman. She could hear what they ordered, how much ice. And so, and this went on for a good couple of minutes. And then, of course, when he denied it, she said, little miss, whoever enjoys lots of ice with her, you know, so-and-so drink. Boom!
That must have freaked him out.
Completely. Don't know what to say. What do you say?
What do you say?
Maybe for a bit of a confession session this morning. Have you caught anyone cheating in a really creative, unlucky for them, really embarrassing, embarrassing way? We're looking for an embarrassing story like that. Didn't put the phone down. That's an amateur mistake. That is like...
And you're begging to get caught.
Oh, man. That is like... No coming back from that. Drop us a voice note for a confession session this morning on 084-850-0942-084-850-0942. Talk to us.
Hey, Martin and Toomey. I had the same experience with something very similar. Dating a girl for about 7 years. She got a message on her phone. She asked me just to check it. She thought maybe it was her mom. Turned out to be her boyfriend that she was seeing on the side. And the message said, I wish I was with you and you weren't with him so we could be together. And subsequent to that, I found out that she was actually cheating on him as well with another guy. So yeah, have a good one, guys. Cheers.
Wow.
Good morning, Martin and Toomey. I had a boyfriend and I went overseas for work, and my best friend's mom contacted me and she told me, listen, so-and-so went to go and visit your boyfriend at your flat, and she only came home this morning with flowers and chocolates and so forth. And just after that, I spoke to my best friend. And I'm like, what's going on there in South Africa? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, where did you sleep last night? And that was the end of the boyfriend and the best friend. And now they are married 4 years later, still married.
Oh, wow.
Good riddance.
Good riddance indeed.
No, but it was meant to be. Shame.
They're
married. They're still together.
Yeah.
It started off ugly, but man.
Should we take one more? One more.
Morning, Jacaranda. When I was a little boy of merely 8 years old, I came from school actually, and the bus dropped me off at the small shop across the road from my father's work, and got off the bus, went into the shop, saw my father peeking around the corner, went around, and I caught him cheating on my mother with another lady.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah.
In his shop, and you're eight years old.
Isn't that a double entente? Like, there's too much going wrong here. First, you have to see your dad doing that. Then, your mother.
It's like...
It's
too much. Shame, dude. Really hope that you got over it at some point. And thank you so much for sharing. If you want to hear these again, and some others coming in this morning, I don't know, maybe you part of the story, you're going to have to go and check on Audio On Demand on jacaranda.fm.com.